Blog Talk Radio.
We're about to go live.
That's okay.
No, that's fine. You don't have to have a background, but if you want to have something silly.
I never like how it screws up with my top of my head and the screen.
Your room is so neat.
My OCD.
I'm hearing echo. Is that normal?
I think that's just from Rob calling into a Block Talk.
Yeah, I had my phone to the mic. All right, we're good to go. Let us begin. Sean, do you want your full name displayed, or do you want to change that to just Sean?
I'd ask you the same question, Robert Pezboni.
Yeah.
I mean, people know my name.
I mean, you say my name a lot,
honestly. Yeah. All right, let's start.
This meeting is being recorded.
What?
Always really catches me off guard. It's been like 3 weeks now.
You guys still do the private YouTube link?
Yeah. We don't. With the video, you need to subscribe to our Patreon to see it. We do post clips on social media, but like just a minute or two. And nothing that would embarrass us to our parents, you know, that kind of stuff. We'll avoid anything that's too cringy.
Yeah, when you got the private one, shoot me that link.
Oh, yeah.
My roommate's like, I'll watch that shit when you're done. Yeah.
One sec, just...
When does Noah come back?
Maybe next month.
Oh, just like a sabbaticalism?
She's got, like, her work schedule is crazy, so she said she needed to step away till that settles down, but maybe she never steps back. Who knows?
Who knows?
Any possibility is a possibility.
That's just, it's paranoia. But, I mean...
I don't know that it's necessarily paranoia at this point. Like, if that's the choice she makes, that's fine. I'm not, like, scared of it. I just think that's where it's trending.
Oh, it's definitely trending.
It's a big life move, so good for her. But yeah, I hear you.
All right, well, let's begin. I'm going to mute everybody, so just unmute. Go!
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. This week, David L. Epson admitted to 4 or 5 masturbating encounters with a teenage girl over FaceTime. He should have just used a Doritos bag instead. On that note, Sean is on the show tonight. Hey, Sean. The Metal Injection live cast starts now.
Hey, Sean. I like how Chuck used his British accent for the second time saying your voice. So it's very nice of him. Hey, Sean. Hey, Sean. Hey, Sid. Hey, Darren. Welcome to the live cast.
Hello, hello.
And rape.
It's like he never left.
Yeah.
Sean, welcome back, buddy. You are a fat earther. Sean's wearing a fat earther shirt. I like it. I get it. It's for fat.
Do you get it?
Yeah. It's a play on flat earther, but sure. You don't. I hope you don't think the earth is flat.
No, I think it's fat.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that I agree with.
Right. Yeah.
The earth could stand to lose some weight.
It's true. She's a little bloated, but you know, I'm not trying to fat shame at all. But
oh, you're gendering the earth as a woman.
I mean, well, it's Mother Earth.
Yeah.
Those mountains are getting a little out of hand there.
Yeah. Too many white clothes.
if you're getting out of hand, give us a ring-a-ding-ding. 213-WIDE-NUT, that's the number. It's 213-943-3688. Noah could not join us this week. She has some previous obligations to her day job. But we have a great show, and we're excited to have Sean back. Sean used to be a co-host of the show until he got a life. And then he checks in with us occasionally. Sean, where are you broadcasting from? Where are you beaming in from?
Still in where I was last time, which you lovingly refer to as Seanburg, which is really Seanburg, Illinois. But so I've been out here now since like mid-August, which is weird, super weird.
Wherever you live is Schoenberg.
What?
Wherever you live is Schoenberg.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
Are you planning on staying there permanently, or is this still just a temporary thing?
No. Work says that we got to be back in the office after Labor Day, so they put a stake in the sand. But I don't know if that means like a light switch, or if that's like a tiered system. Like these people got to get back. The digital people are like low down on the chain. But so we have no idea the specifics. Basically, my boss is just like sit tight. She doesn't want me to like come back in August and get a lease, and then suddenly we're back in quarantine or something. Or like,
yeah.
Some deal. And then,
how do you feel about going back to work, like live? Do you apprehensive about it or what?
If I was being brutally honest, half of me is like, what is that even going to look like? I don't want to be in a building if we're all going to be still wearing masks, because no one can legally ask if you like got your vaccine or whatnot. But
oh, really?
Because yeah, I'm lucky that I have an office, but like my designers, I would hate for them to just sitting next to each other, you know, masked up and whatnot. But on the other hand, like, I love remote work.
Yeah.
Like it just completely fits. I told Rob last night, I've turned into like a suburban sitcom dad. Like I'm grilling a lot.
It's been good for a lot of people. It's been shitty for a lot of people, but it's like, I feel like, you know, we're going to have to go back to a world that was uncomfortable in a lot of ways, like when this shit ends, you know?
Right. I mean, I get up out of here, I take a shower there, and I come sit right here. That's my commute in the morning, which is wonderful.
Losing the commute was one of my favorite things, and also, like, eventually I was like, oh, there's all this stuff that I used to do that on my commute that I don't do anymore, but I'd rather have that time. Because if you think about it, that could be like, you know, for me, it was always one, like an hour each way, basically, with walking and everything. And it's like, that's 2 hours a day of my life, 10 hours a week. I get back.
But also, to be fair, you lost your commute like 10 years before everyone else did. You didn't lose it because of COVID.
Right. Oh, I wasn't implying that.
Okay.
I was. I didn't mean to. Yeah. Yeah. I've been self-employed, yeah, for like a decade. So, yeah, I'm fully in hermit mode.
So you've had Sean's commute to his bed, from his bed to his toilet for 11 years.
Ooh, Rob, nice.
Yeah, well, my commute is a little further because my computer area is in my living room and my bedroom.
I thought you were just going to do a brag on how bigger your apartment is than Sean's.
Well, I mean, I have my own living room.
I can't imagine Sean has a smaller space than Rob now that he's out in flyover country.
Yeah, we're in a big two-bedroom with patio like apartment in the suburbs. Like it's
an apartment. It's not a like a private home.
No, it's like one of those joints where it's like three stories and there's like six units, you know, kind of in it. And there's a bunch of those buildings on all neighborhoods with like parking lots.
You have little singles mixers with all the other young hip professionals
get the emails, but they're apparently having some big water balloon thing on Juneteenth, which sounds tone deaf.
Yeah. How many of those people are not white?
but yeah, they have like, yeah,
no answer. I was like, gloss right over that.
Not but no, they have those things. And they have like little whatever. They have egg hunts for kids and shit on Easter and whatnot. But yeah.
Sounded like a dirty word.
Yeah.
The egg hunt.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's nice being able to spread out. I like driving. I like the going for a walk and actually seeing like wide open skies and forest preserves and all that kind of BS and shit.
So you're dreading returning to New York, it sounds like.
110%.
So if you didn't have to come back to New York, you would not come back to New York.
Correct. But big portions of my job require me to be in the building, filming things, doing whatever, blah, blah. So it's not really a remote job. So
I have a question. Did they have to cancel the Ramadan weenie roast last year, or did that go on an office plant?
Oh,
you mean at his complex now, not at his job. Right. Yeah.
SNL still went ahead with that sketch.
Right.
They did not cancel.
Yeah. Wildly panned is that sketch.
Well, now, also at your complex, do they do the Shavat thing where, like, they bring the lemon and the stock? Is that Shavat?
Shavuos. I won't hold Rob accountable for mispronouncing anything Hebrew because who the fuck? Like they have eight different pronunciations for everything.
Okay. But
have you run into an Orthodox Jew in your neck of the woods in Illinois?
Yes. Oh, you met Sean. Never
mind. Actually, I'm in a very heavily Indian and Latino area, and then maybe like Polish. I haven't seen any Orthodox Jews there. Like a lot of hookah joints for some reason.
Rob's on a plane to Schaumburg now.
Well, the hookah joints, they always only have tobacco, so it's not fun. They don't let you put weed in it. It allegedly ruins the hookah, which...
Not to blow up the hookah spots, but they were going mask-free way before we got any kind of...
Well, how are you going to get that pipe in your mouth?
Yeah.
100%. Yeah, no shit.
Get that pipe in your mouth.
Episode title.
I don't think they had like a neon open sign on, but you know, people knew. Just get on in there, mask off, and just have the time. So
are you vaccinated, Sean, or do you not want to say?
No, I 100% am. I feel people that aren't, is unless you medically can't get it, that gets a pass. But it's just unnecessary not to get it. Because I mean, you guys not anti-vax? I don't know.
All of us are not vaccinated, Sean. How dare you?
Walk me into that one.
Yeah.
Everyone on this episode is pro-vaccine.
Okay, good.
Is what I'll say.
Oh, all right. I won't try to read into that.
Thank you. Thank you.
But, yeah, it took me a little bit to get it because when we got them available out here is when I went back to New York those 3 weeks to pack up my apartment, put it in storage, and then came back here and then had to find an appointment, then blah, 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 blah. So a lot of friends and shit, family had to wait before I did. No side effects, no nothing.
Not even like day after the second shot.
Nothing.
Illness. Mm-hmm. And knocked me on my ass.
Like Mike Tyson rocked you in the arm for a day or two.
Yeah. I just felt a little tired at most.
Yeah.
Like when I would run upstairs, I would feel like, oh man, I feel like I run twice as many stairs. That's it.
Yeah.
Rob developed a fourth butt cheek from the vaccine.
Did we see it?
No, we can't. But on the topic of the vaccine, that reminds me, I'm not sure if this was on our links page, but friend of the show, Phil Labonte.
Oh, boy.
You've done that for so long. Is it really Labonte or is it Labonte?
It's Labonte.
Okay. I thought maybe I had it wrong and thinking it was Labonte.
Labonte.
That's how Dave Mustaine says it. It's French. Speak that.
let me just see. Hold on. I want to find this interview that he did. So last week on the show, I think we talked about this. There is a punk show happening where they're charging, $18 at the door if you have the vaccine. And if you don't have the vaccine, they're charging $1,000 for you to get in. That's the gimmick.
I applaud that.
And so that's the setup that you need. So now Phil Labonte, noted libertarian, he appeared on this program, and I actually got a press release for it from them. So this network is called Rightly, like wrongly or rightly kind of thing, right? And
or is
I didn't
it wrongly or rightly or leftly or rightly.
Yeah, that's what I
would have. Oh, okay, there we go. I was just trying to explain the spelling, but that works.
Oh,
well.
I got you. Yeah. All right. I understand.
So he was on the show, and I actually looked up this network because I've never heard of it before. It's actually a subdivision of Al Jazeera. It's just it's like their platform for right-leaning voices.
I didn't even know that existed. All right.
Here you go. The press release I got is like Phil Labonte responds like, has punk rock gone woke? Which is like, what? Like, hasn't it always been woke?
From 1978.
Yeah, that's when it went.
But so I'm going to play we can play some of this and then discuss it because somehow it went from talking about that to how websites such as this one cover Mr. Labonte. So I thought that was pretty funny. So we can just watch some of this.
Oh,
so,
hey. Oh no.
Unfortunate freeze frame.
Somebody step on his face?
Just today. Or
that's
the
a
other
face.
Day I saw.
He looks like if the Undertaker was a wet towel and somebody wrung him out.
That's scarily accurate.
Oh my God. In concerts that if you are vaccinated, you get in for 18.
Also, these two hosts, Iris, I look like they look like people whose opinion I would respect.
It looks like if Milo Yiannopoulos and Ben Shapiro had two sons.
Also good.
Well, you guys are dunking on them, but I just want to point out they're both wearing glasses. I mean, that's a big indicator that they're supreme intellectuals. And they have books there, too.
Oh, you're right.
Boba Fett helmet.
Oh, is that God. No, is that Kylo Ren?
Kylo Ren, sorry.
Much better.
$10, but if you're not vaccinated,
you're right.
It's $1,000. How can you call yourself punk rock when you're saying if you do what the government says, it's 18 bucks, but if you want to be an individual, it's $1,000. So,
God.
So he is basically saying being an individual, not getting the vaccine is being an individual because you're, you know, the government says you should obey like crosswalk signs and red lights.
Yeah.
Should you be an individual and not do that? Like, what is
the
that?
The government
like,
says you shouldn't stab people to death. Are you only punk rock if you then go and stab people to death?
Yeah.
Gigi Allen is the only punk, basically.
Can you really call yourself a punk if you don't run out into crosswalks and get hit by a Cadillac? I mean, come on. Come on.
You got to throw yourself into the gears of oppression.
That probably sounds better than any of the music at this show, to be honest. The grinding of those gears upon viscera.
Poor individuals. You know, beat it. Get out of here. I can't see how that is in any way punk rock. But apparently that's what punk rock is today.
Yeah, I played in the punk scene for most of my early 20s in college. I would say the
person. This guy in the punk scene in his early 20s, man.
The person with the least street cred among modern punks today.
He was in a band called Threat to Minors.
Of the Sex Pistols. He's the only... the person who still hates the government, no matter who it is, and young punks just think he's just some, I don't know, just like. Some,
does he hate the government? He was about? A Trump supporter, Johnny Rotten.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
Yeah.
Weird. Johnny Rotten never had any actual ideology.
That like this is where we are. Where
you know,
punks,
you look at. It used to be where people would make fun of Hot Topic and be like, oh, ha, 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 Hot Topic punks. But now that's every punk because it's only a look. It's only a style. It's not an attitude. It's not really a lifestyle. It's literally.
This is a man who has his ear to the streets. He knows what the punks today are like.
People should not follow the government at all if they want to be punks. By the way, I support every single military occupation and bombing that the United States ever did.
A T-shirt. It's entirely, you know, something that's
do you
marketed.
Think metal is better than punk in terms of, like, its politics?
Here we go.
Fans
here we go.
Towards it because just, like, anecdotally. This. I always felt like when I go to metal shows, I always feel like I am among more conservative people. But when I read metal review websites, I then am like, I'm not so sure anymore.
I think that there are a couple metal review websites, a couple of the blogs that are extremely far left.
Extremely far left, not just left. Not just far left, extremely far left.
They believe people should be forced to get abortions before the vaccine to be eligible for the vaccine. You must be pregnant and have an abortion
before you get free health care and a vaccine.
Or you get 5 abortion punches on your card before you
extremely far left.
Meanwhile, I'm extremely far right. Forget about a COVID vaccine. I think people should get rubella and whooping cough.
On purpose, yes.
Extremely far right. I'm against even the vaccines that came out in 1948.
Instead of charging $1,000 for the show should be free, and you get a smallpox blanket upon entry.
So there's more gold.
I think that is because of the way that media is. You hear about the same...
This
This is okay. I'll let him keep talking.
Yeah,
but
yeah, we're interrupting too much.
Messing with the video game media.
Oh yeah,
far left leaning.
So now he's comparing it to Gamergate. By the way, that's Gamergate, where you know some girl wrote something like, "Hey, maybe video games should be less misogynistic and like not have you know busty women half naked and then like you know." They could just be in the game as, you know, regular people. And that led a whole thing. So anyway, let's keep going.
And I think that, and also at the New York Times. So I think really what it is.
Oh, wait, let's go back a little bit.
That
so is he saying you're the New York Times of metal, Rob? It's in a way, it's kind of a compliment. It's a backhanded kind of compliment he's saying. So go ahead. Let me go.
Far left leaning. And I think that, and also at the New York Times. So I think really what.
Wait, I just realized there was a cut there. Like, what, oh, maybe he kept coughing.
Far left. And I think that that is because of the way that media is. You hear about the same thing with the video game media.
Oh, yeah.
Far left leaning. And I think that, and also at the New York Times. So I think really what it is, it's that relationship or the relationships that people build when you live in Brooklyn and you work in New York. And so whether you're at the New York Times, or Kotaku, or the metal blogs that are...
He'll name New York Times and Kotaku, but he won't name a metal blog? Come on! Shout us out, Phil! You would have said metal sucks anyway.
I'm very distracted by why they have this monitor in portrait view for this interview. What's going on here?
I thought it was a good strategic thing, because like, why do you need all the extra... Like, this is where all
it's
the action
swimming.
Is anyway. Yeah.
And they don't want to block more of their empty bookshelf.
Yeah. My concern is more like, why is this room so empty? Like, decorate it a little more. It's just, for those of you on audio, it's just a brick set and two bookshelves with maybe five books on each shelf and the Kylo Ren thing and some lights.
And a little GOP elephant statue right in the middle.
Might be a piggy bank.
A lot of those people, if they don't work side by side or freelance for multiple sites. I know that there's one person, I'm not going to say her name, but she,
Kim Kelly,
she freelances for Vox and she's written for some of the metal blogs as well. And so it's a lot of the same people.
Metal synod.
So
like, I don't understand like what his point is. First of all, he's saying that like, we all like, I hang out with all the reporters from New York Times and Vox.
You're
and
in
everyone,
bubble, Rob. You're all
and all of us, and so like we have to all have the same opinion to be friends with each other. Otherwise, we won't be friends with each other. Like, you know what I mean? It's
I
just
mean,
like, how does that have to?
I think he's more. People aren't championing my douche canoe views enough.
Yeah.
He's just very upset, Rob, that you will not agree with him that people should die of a deadly viral plague.
So here's what I do you have to move to New York if you have these opinions? Like, you know, like, does New York make you have these opinions?
You can't handle it anywhere else in the country.
Well, no, I do want to interject. That's something I want to touch on, too, is being out here opened my eyes to a lot of that. Like, being in New York, I never have to think about it. I might accidentally talk to a Trump supporter. And I, like, this is a constant worry. I'm giving anything away. Like, I'll be at my...
When you were in New York, you definitely talked to Trump supporters, buddy. I hate to break it to you. Half the city voted for Trump.
But they knew like it was like in your face about stuff. Like, whereas out here, there's the Trump flags like in people's front yards and whatnot. There's I go to like a ball game, like my nephew's baseball game, and I'm talking with like other parents and whatnot. I'm there with my sister and her husband, and like some things might dip a little into the politics stuff, and then like some morsels come out. I'm like, oh. And yeah, like they're like, oh.
Like, what do they say? Like, what's an example?
Random things like, that BLM shit or something will just kind of drop in the middle.
I see. Just passively, like they're not trying to make a stand, but just like off the cuff. You talk about something and then they randomly drop something. You're like, that's a problem.
Thing, or you get this, you know, this Fauci bullshit. You know, those little kind of morsels will come out.
I agree with Sean in the sense that, like, what Rob said is true. There are, like, a good 40% Trump supporters in New York City, but I think it is socially discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Trump supporters are here, but they are, like, kind of intimidated from speaking up about it much
also,
more than in other places.
Like, I think about where I lived in Hell's Kitchen. Like, it was severely diverse and inclusive in that neighborhood, just from like, you know, being Chelsea Jr. to, you know, like to just having a lot of different, you know, like ethnicities in one close area. So you didn't really think about that a lot too. It just felt kind of like you just moved with the flow of the other people around you. Whereas it's glaring when I go again to be like a little league baseball game and there's the one black kid, there's the, you know, like there's like, you know, like two Latino kids over there, you know, and one Asian kid, and then severely pale. You know what I mean? And so,
that's kind of funny how we're still calling them like Trump supporters when just Trump is just whacking it all day and playing golf now. Like, you're not even.
That's
in
still
the
all they care about, though.
I know.
That's the only guy they like.
It's just amazing. Like, it's not like Republicans, not conservatives. It's just he subsumed that whole fucking wing of politics.
Yeah, because I have family members that are conservatives that don't like Trump, you know, that say that. And, but it's vastly overshadowed by just, you know, this kind of cesspool of alt-right kind of Trump supporting stuff.
Well, let's get back to this comedy gold.
Oh, I knew there was more. I'm excited.
Obviously, they have a lot of the same politics. Now, I don't think that it's broadly the metal world. I think that's
a website too.
Get out into the actual people.
Broad metal. That's another website. Just a bunch of broads talking about metal.
Metal when they grew up.
Can I ask you something, Rob? Serious question. Like, is this a... Is this a conservative show that he went on, or is this like a metal conservative show?
No.
It's not a metal themed show, right?
No. Okay. No.
Politics. Now, I think that it's broadly the metal world. I think that once you get out into the actual people going to shows.
Yeah, the knuckle draggers that aren't educated.
And then some of them
evolve. They stand upright. They learn how to write and program websites, and their political views move to the left because they are intelligent now.
Yeah.
Just explaining evolution
with
without realizing
the media. It does seem like that.
Hey, wait a minute.
It's all the left. But I think that when it comes to media, it does seem like that because it's all the same people. It's and by all the same people, I mean it's the same
Jews.
Culture because they hang out together, they go to the bars together.
The same people, they won't replace us.
The choosing side of it
the
is all, you know.
And what they say.
Okay, this is the part that like really made me laugh. Like they all hang out together, they all schmooze together. Like we all have meetings on like what's the narrative that we're all pushing on Vox and Metal Sucks and Metal Injection and the New York Times.
Yeah.
Like what are we getting angry about next week, folks?
Against people are drawn to people with like-minded views.
That's the other thing. You know, the other thing that I really find humorous about these shows is they always have this common critique of the extreme far left that like they're so closed-minded, they're all in a bubble, they only listen to people with their own views. Yet, who on this show is a leftist? Who on this show is there to, like, rebut what he's saying?
Right.
Like, all of these shows, they're so projecting what's happening because they never – you never see a credible left person on these shows that are all about –
Why don't you reach out to do the counterpoint on the next
good call up rightly?
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
You could be – You could be in that little iPhone setup
there,
just your face talking out of this.
And then we
iPad.
Could do like an A-B comparison to see who filled the frame better.
I always find it fascinating, too, how they cling to this cancel culture bullshit, but at the same time, like, conservative spaces online are the only ones that are going to ban you for having a dissenting opinion. They're the only ones that are going to, you know, just shit on a company if they put up a gay, like, background and they're like, like Facebook profile image, like it's. I don't know if they're really understanding the cancel culture concept, but literally what they do nonstop. They want to cancel races and sexuality.
Also, it's so weird. Like somebody does something like less than ideal, a blog will post, "Hey, here's something shitty this person did. Isn't this shitty?" And then the response, like there's this section of the audience that responds like, oh, great, here, now we can't listen to this anymore. It's like, I didn't say that. I just said, look at this shitty thing this person is doing. We agree, this is shitty, right? And, like, people just are so quick to get mad that something is being canceled when you're just pointing out, hey, this is shitty. Anyway, let's
Let's get back to
side of it. They're the cultural pacemakers, you know,
and what they say.
So how is this
exactly,
Phil? How has this impacted your career? Right,
here we go.
I follow you on Twitter, right? Nobody reading it can mistake where you're coming from on things, which is fun for me.
No.
But I'm saying, if you're navigating the music industry, the media, the critics, the executives, how has that been for you to be so vocally going against the crowd? Has it adversely impacted you?
They hate me, like absolutely. They There have been people from Metal.
Look at that. He's so proud of himself. He's a chub about it.
Don't you love him? He gives you like all kinds of.
Yeah, I don't hate him at all. I love when he says something stupid because it's traffic.
I mean, we think he's a fucking idiot. Man.
I think his view. I hate some of his views.
I don't feel
I don't
like
hate
there's
him.
Any animosity there.
Yeah, I don't wish him any ill will. There's plenty of worse people in heavy metal than Ozzy, you know?
That's why I think he's going to be gone. He's just filling that kind of alt-right troll, you know, kind of vibe. You know,
yeah.
He just wants to say the thing just the way that he said they hate me. Yeah, you're right. You know, he just popped wood. You know, because he's like, yeah, this is what I want. Their hate, they're, you know, they're seeing their liberal tears is what I want.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's like he clearly has a disdain for our political point of views. So in his mind, he thinks when we write about him, like he's riling us up. When it's like, no, we're just propping off your dumb ideas.
And he's not like John Schaefer, you know, breaking into the Capitol, or like Tim Lembese's trying to kill his wife. You know, he's a blabbermouth.
Give him time. He can still accomplish some of those goals.
Wait, side note, do we ever find out if that dude from Mr. Show went to the Capitol too?
I haven't heard any follow-up about it since like the week that story broke.
But to be clear, a few of his friends did confirm it.
Yeah.
I know Tim Heidecker did, and then he told tweet.
Oh, he did.
Tim Heidecker confirmed it, or he went there?
No, he confirmed it.
He confirmed that the what was his name, that guy?
Jay Johnston.
Yes, that he was there. And a few other people, I think, confirmed it, too. It wasn't just him. So anyway.
There have been people from metal blogs that have gone out of the way to tweet at my label to try and get us dropped.
That sounds made up.
Yeah.
What happened was there was a big controversy. He felt like he needed to take a stand and say that he should be able to say the homophobic slur that starts with an S. And that, you know, like, he's friends with gays, but if you're acting like a such and such, then I'm going to call you a such and such, you know. So some stupid thing like that. So I believe that Metal Sucks tweeted that quote, but that like knucklehead quote, and be like, is this what your label, if this what you want your label to represent or whatever? Which is like, they're not trying to get you. They're quoting a really stupid, shitty thing that you're saying and wanting to get comment from the label. That's like you started that. I don't believe they did. No, it just blew over. You know,
John, what are you eating?
I do believe though that the label had gave him a stern talking to because I recall. I mean, I'm speculating here because it got dropped very quickly.
But like
he stopped talking about.
Why not just have less shitty opinions rather than whining every time one of them gets blown up? You know.
Yeah.
You don't have to do cover like that.
But there's a little more.
They will not put up.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, John.
To answer Sid's question, I'm eating a sriracha chicken jerky.
Ooh, very nice.
Good.
My name in print without being critical. Even when I will say things that they agree with, they'll be like, well, we kind of agree with this, but this is why we still hate him. And they detest me.
I wouldn't do that, but I think that's more of a
like
that. But also, though, I believe they're doing it jokingly. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Maybe I have written in the past. I'd have to go look through. It's honestly been a while since I've really covered the Phil Labonte says something stupid beat. I got kind of tired of it a few years ago.
You didn't cover this?
No.
Okay.
Because I don't want to give him the publicity, you know? I'm over.
Do you have a new album out?
I don't even know what he's promoting. I don't think so. He has a new Patreon out.
Oh, God.
an album, and they'll be like, the band All That Remains has a new album. You might know them from this controversy and not their two decades.
Yeah, way to fucking explain how blogs work, where you link back to other stories you wrote about that person. And guess what? The only newsworthy thing they did in the last 3 months was some dumb political thing that we wrote about.
And as bad as him using anti-gay slurs is, his music is even worse. So that's still the best thing you wrote about him.
Of albums they've been putting out, it's bizarre. It's truly bizarre to me. I want to pivot real quick.
Is it truly bizarre?
Towards what we were talking about before we wrap up, because we could reorder the entire country under, you know, like a new Article 5 convention. We could reorder our rights.
Okay, yeah, this is it. Okay, we could stop here. That was all the fun stuff.
You don't want to talk about Article 5? Is that Phil's new side project band?
Yeah, it's about tech censorship.
Way too close to MD-45.
But something that is good and you will enjoy is the new album from Fractal Universe, The Impassable Horizon, coming out via Metal Blade Records. As one of the most complex and compelling progressive metal works of the year, The Impassable Horizon also features the introduction of frontman Vince Wilquin's newly honed saxophone skills, Hello, which take the French Quartet's music to the next level. Nothing pleases me more than a little sax and some heavy metal. You would think it wouldn't work, but it actually does. Purchase your copy of The Impassable Horizon now at metalblade.com/fractaluniverse.
Rob's a big fan of the sax.
The Impassable Horizon is what I call it when I sit behind Rob at a movie.
Oh, yeah. No, that's just my ass when I eat too much meat the day before.
Oh, when you eat too much what?
Meat the day before.
Oh.
Goo all in my crack.
Gotta have a little more fiber in that diet.
I am embarrassed how long it took me to realize you're reading something. And
I wasn't reading something. What? I was saying that
so conversational. It's a pro.
Squirted the cold lube in the crack.
Jeez. I forgot, like, since you've been gone.
Oh, it's a great song.
Our listeners have
the Weird Al song.
Accumulated a plethora of the most random drops about you in the years.
I thought you were going to say, since I've been gone, we've veered way away from the scatological that we used to. But, yeah.
Well, they kind of catch on my butthole.
This is the time in my life. So what do they do?
I love slow loads.
I know where, like, a zip file just drops.
Yeah, that's basically what they would. Our wonderful Metal Injection live cast stars have been doing.
You know, it's,
you can't talk when I'm doing you.
Sorry to interrupt you there. Go ahead.
No, not at all. That's the point of those.
Well, I joked about Phil Labonte's Patreon, but a Patreon that you should subscribe to is the Metal Injection Livecast Patreon. That's our Patreon. Patreon.com/Metal Injection Livecast. For $5 a month, you get access to the video version of all of our podcasts for the last year plus. And you get 2 bonus episodes a month. It's very exciting.
And free to Rob's OnlyFans.
Yeah, sure. My non-existent OnlyFans. I wish. I would love to have the confidence and be hot enough to do it, because it seems like such easy money. Like, yeah. What?
I know. I'm saying, Rob, just dump them out on the internet. Yeah.
I've given too much away for free already. But I guess it's more about showing support for tits that you love than necessarily seeing tits again, seeing tits you haven't seen.
This is a very sex-positive show, so I agree.
Yeah. But our Patreon, no nudity from us. There is some nudity in some of the movies that we watch along. This month, at the top of the month, we did a watch along of one of the maybe the worst movie we've ever watched, Kiss and the Phantom of the Park. Absolutely brutal. Like, I previously I would say The Danzig movie was the worst movie we watched. Veronica, which we also have a watch along as one of our bonus episodes. And then maybe Cannibal Holocaust, just because of how truly repulsive. Like, I was just sickened to my stomach.
Partners was pretty bad, too.
Oh, you would love Partners. It's like a buddy cop movie about cops going after a drug gang, if it was made for about $8 and completely in Brooklyn.
It's a buddy cop movie that, like, three scenes in completely runs out of budget. So the first three scenes look like, oh, this is a quote-unquote real movie, you know? And then it just, it's like, what? Are they using a camcorder here? Like the video quality just totally leaps back and forth. So it's that kind of fun.
Where did you find it?
It was on Tubi, but I saw another show reviewed it, and I thought, we can add our own dimension to this because we're actually from Brooklyn, and you kind of added our Brooklyn perspective on these Goombas.
I watched a good one with my old man. You should check out this past Friday. You ever heard of, from 1967, King Kong Escapes? It's one of those ones that obviously is overdubbed for English, but it was on an episode of Spengoolie that he did, like, the chunked it up and played it on his show. And it's horrendous. It's the ones where it's like the guys in the suits, you know, it's like, and then they have miniatures and all that stuff. But like, the guy will get in the water in the King Kong suit. And obviously the suit gets waterlogged and he gets really skinny. Everything is horrendous. And you can see human eyes. It's just.
That reminds me, have you seen the Japanese Spider-Man TV series? Oh, that's fantastic. No, it's like basically like Spider-Man fights these like big kaiju monsters, and he has his own like Voltron that goes after the, it's basically just Spider-Man made into a live action like kaiju movie for no reason.
And I think he had a hint of like Evil Knievel in there, like rides a motorcycle. And
yeah.
Stuff like, it's
great music, everything.
What channel is this on?
Oh, it's old. It's from the 70s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's made by, what was it? Is it Toho? It's the company that makes Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, I think.
I want to.
Oh, Sabian.
Oh, so it's not. It's not that. I think it's Toho.
Yeah, I don't think it's that. Was it Sabian? Is that right?
Sabian,
yeah.
They did the Power Rangers. But.
Toho is what we call Jenny behind her back.
That's a deep cut.
That made my night.
I don't mind an uncut cock.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
Audio fidelity, top notch. It felt like she was sitting next to me saying that.
I'm twittering as my tussie.
I always loved how she said tussie.
Well, go
wonderful, beautiful life now, and we're just all still degenerates.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Go into the archives and hear Jenny talking about her tussie.
Jenny, who like really just, it was a time in her life where she was very open with what she was doing, and it was very educational.
Is she not now?
Well, she doesn't have access
she's
to
a
podcast. So.
Right.
Her life has slowed down immensely. She's a mom now. She has twin boys. So it's like, you know.
Saying moms don't have fun anymore, Rob? Is that your approach here?
I'm just saying I believe she's left that life behind.
There's a difference between wine moms and mom moms.
Yeah,
she has her fun, just not with tussies.
Hey, you know, she might just not be telling you.
True.
That's also
true.
Yeah,
when was the last time you talked to her, Rob?
We talk occasionally. We speak on Instagram. We'll talk about, you know, one of us will post something and that'll lead to a conversation or whatever.
You still didn't really answer my question.
When was the last time? A few weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Did you ask her if she wants to come on the show?
No, I don't think that would be like, I don't know if we'd want Jenny on the show.
She's been on the show since
since she's had children.
Yeah.
In fact, she was here the last time Noah wasn't here before this leave of absence.
Yeah, she came to your apartment.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. Yeah, we were talking about that for a really long time with her.
Yeah, and now she just needs a Zoom app.
I feel guilty because the last time we talked, like on the phone, she was like, "Oh, you should come visit," and I never did. I was like, "I don't."
I'm sure she gets that from a lot of people. Nobody wants to go to Long Island.
Long Island. Yeah, it's a schlep. In general, I've kind of like my socializing muscle has atrophied.
Oh no, which
a
one
lot.
Is that? Can we see it?
It's metaphorical, Sid.
Oh, damn it.
Just in general, like I you know, I'm vaccinated. I'm vaccinated. Plenty of my friends are vaccinated, but I don't have a desire to go out and hang out, even though 6 months ago I did.
Yeah, I have to say that at the rate at which when I was fully inoculated and like we're all just like, what are we going to do? Do something to, yeah, maybe. You know, that was like, there was like 1 week where like, oh, we're supposed to do like laser tag or some shit. And then I was like, let's just, that's fine.
Yeah.
The world has moved on.
Yeah.
Like even, I still, like I would like to attend a concert very badly.
You going to go see your friends in the Foo Fighters next week?
Well, so... Today, Foo Fighters announced that they're playing The Garden in 2 weeks. So I'm like, oh, my God, that's soon. But then I'm like, well, who has plans? Like, it's not like, you know, it's not like there's things. Because they're playing a full capacity show at Madison Square Garden June 20th.
You have to show that you're vaccinated? Or what's
the Yeah, the catch is only vaccinated people can show up. The only unvaccinated people that can come are children under 16, and they have to show proof of negative COVID tests.
That's okay. Because
it's full capacity, no masks.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
Are they charging the children $1,000 per ticket?
That's probably
what it
costs
anyway. Like the
regular. Well, oh, I'm sure this is the first concert back. MSG has a year. And so anyway, the point is, I saw that. I'm like, meh.
Wow. Betraying your friends so soon.
I just out this conversation and send it to Dave Grohl. Right.
I love Dave Grohl. I love Foo Fighters. I would love to see Foo Fighters. Just The Garden. I don't know.
Wouldn't it be funny if
they... pass?
What?
What if he could get you a backstage
pass? I'm not
going to
ask.
Wouldn't it be funny the next time you're grilling with Dave Grohl and you bump into him and he just gives you one of these like...
Thought we were tight.
Yeah, because we grill all the time. I show up to like one event a year that he's the guest grill.
I'm just saying.
I've never had.
Just saying the next time you see him, and he heard this show because we know that he's a listener.
He's a big fan.
I don't know if he's a big fan. We've established that
he's a fan.
He has listened. We have established that. So yeah, he definitely also watched our Guar documentary.
Oh.
Yeah, he's definitely watched some of the Guar stuff because he's quoted it verbatim, like line for line. It was pretty surreal.
Just saying, maybe he hears this conversation. Gives you a little bit of that cold shoulder, that's all.
Well, here's the thing. It's definitely not the show where I'd want to try to pull a favor.
Yeah.
So I
what
have
is
to buy...
the show where you want to pull a favor?
Oh, I just mean like it's
he
just...
wants to, he'd want to use a favor on a band he actually likes.
Okay. No. That's not what I'm saying. No, I'm saying like if I were to ask for a Foo Fighters show, this would be a more difficult show to get into for Foo Fighters than like if they were to play in a few months or if they were to play in like Jersey or Philly, just because everyone is going to ask. And I'm pretty low on the totem pole of like Dave Grohl's friends, you know, like there's plenty more people ahead of me that would get the,
well, this
the
is a good way to test that.
Yeah.
Maybe you're higher than you think.
Yeah. You didn't know how out. You didn't know that he liked your work before. And you found that out.
Yeah.
So. Also, we're going to work on your self-confidence, my friend.
Yeah. But also, like, can't you just ask and he says no, and then you can still ask for the show in Passaic in October anyway? Like, what's the difference?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I'm just not – I don't think it's worth putting myself out there like that for this.
I see.
Do we know who's opening?
No, I don't think they've announced it. They might just be them.
Ziploc Colossus.
Because he made it – he was like, I want to do – like. There was something in the quote, like 2 or 3 hours of – they're going to do a long show, so it might just be them. I'm sure they probably want to end it relatively early. Yeah, like
old?
An evening. No, because to file people out.
I was really bummed out because I got an email from Ticketmaster, and they're like, yo, that Rage reunion show with Run the Jewels has been rescheduled August 9th. And I was like, Yes, I was actually looking into planning flights and, you know, staying in Airbnb, go back to New York and whatnot. And then when I went to, thank God I didn't, because then I looked back at the ticket, August 9th, 2022.
Yeah.
Oh, great, great.
Well, the cool thing with that one is it's like if you're unvaccinated, it's $1,000. If you're vaccinated, also $1,000. Beijing, fuck it around. They want your money.
I believe it was $190 for every ticket.
Jesus Christ.
In the building, which is weird.
For rent or capitalism.
Hey, man, shows are going to be fucking expensive now. They were already trending like crazy prices, and now I just feel with a year to catch up on. But also there's been so many tours announced. I'm like you were saying, Sean, you know, the timeline from like, yeah, let's hang out to, we'll see. Like that's going to happen for shows too. There's like 20 big tours that were announced for this fall already. Who's going to go to all these shows? Who's going to go to all these shows?
I mean, really, what's the deal?
Festivals too. There's like 19,000 big festivals and they all have Nails or, you know, or whatever, or Pixies or Smash Republics, whatever the new big reunions are. Metallica playing like three nights at something down south.
Yeah, Metallica and then like Nine Inch Nails in between them.
Right.
And there's definitely some of those where I'm like, oh, maybe I'll just fly out to this, get like, you know, get an overdose of bands, get like 30 bands in one. I've been thinking about Psycho Las Vegas. That looks really good.
I go to Riot Fest every year, which is in September out here. And yeah, because we had the tickets from last year, they now are our tickets this year, and they're like sold out like really quick because it's basically the exact same audience from last year, just on this year. And but I still don't know what that's going to be like too. Is it a vaccine thing? Is it outside? They don't give a shit, or they haven't put that out yet at all.
Yeah, and also you would hope that since it's a little further in the year that all that stuff has resolved itself more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it does seem like in New York, at least, cases are really down a lot.
Oh, that's good.
I'm almost like just curious to like go back to like April of last year to like hear our false sense of hope. Like, oh, maybe
did
in like
we have
2 weeks.
One?
I don't know.
I don't know. This is not the show to have a false sense of hope, I think.
No, but you know, just we were like when the shutdown, like when we did our first show remotely. You know, what were we saying? Like, oh, this will only be a few weeks, and then
no,
we'll be back.
I remember vividly what we were saying, and it was that.
When I was out in the kitchen. Yeah.
Yep. We said that you should not freak out about this, but also take precaution. That was like the general consensus in the room. Like, don't. It's probably nothing, but you know, be careful.
Okay.
It was very understated to what it actually was, but
I think
reasonable. Because nobody, I always feel like people are too harsh on themselves because nobody ever encountered this. Nobody that's living on this planet ever experienced this.
Right.
So of course we all read it completely wrong, you know?
Yeah. I remember the one that I joined from my couch in the kitchen. It was very much, it must have been a month into it or something, or even a little bit longer, because it was very much just talking about how horrible it is. Like, you know, what's it like in Manhattan doing this, that, blah, 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 whatever. It wasn't like, there wasn't a positive light beyond the tunnel that show at all.
By the time a month passed, it was already like meat shortages and like couldn't buy Clorox wipes and shit like that. So.
I do remember that. I remember it was impossible to find masks at first anywhere.
Yep.
They were severely overpriced. But
I didn't talk to another human being that I knew for over 50 days. You know, I think it was like 53 days. I was just.
Face to face or at all?
Face to face.
Okay.
Yeah, so I know I told you the Zoom and shit, but like no friends or family or coworkers, you know, really in that time.
Oh,
Leslie Strong never came over for a little rub and tug.
Whoa!
A little action.
Hey,
in Janine Pirro makeup at your request.
Man, the best.
I just want to wine thrown at my chin.
Yeah, that's not wine, baby.
You're right. What would it be?
He's squirting purple.
Oh, ooh.
Is that the episode title?
Yeah.
Squirting purple. Cecily Strong squirting purple? Can we get away with that?
Get that specific, get Sean in trouble.
We immediately went to an urgent care right after that. Oh, yeah. But, yeah. I also liked throughout the quarantine, like I apparently was pulling a Christian Bale's movie career because I like lost 40 pounds, came back to Chicago, just maxed out on all the hot dogs, all the pizza, put on back on 20 pounds. But now, like 3 or 4 months ago, lost the 20 pounds again. Just doing like a little fun, you know, kind of going through.
That sounds healthy.
Yeah, it's great. Real great on having a fatty liver.
Oh, I got one of those too.
Yeah,
I have that T-shirt, fat liver. It's almost like yours. It's a little different.
You're like, everything about your abdomen is great except for your fat liver. It's like, cool. Hey, thanks.
Well, I only found out after having to go on cholesterol medication. So everything about my abdomen wasn't great to begin with.
On the blood pressure, guys.
Oh, there. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, on the bright side, Sean, you'll make a great pate when the aliens come down to eat us.
Foie gressons.
That's squirting purple, you know.
I like that. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. I mean, so what is it even like in New York? Because when I went back to my apartment, that was still before the CDC whipped everything off kind of shit.
It's pretty chill.
Yeah. Are you not wearing them on the sidewalks anymore or anything?
I personally am not wearing on the sidewalks. Yeah, and it's like half and half, but in the stores, I haven't really seen anybody in a store not wearing one. I don't go into the store without wearing one. I don't want to be a jerk, but in public, I don't think it's a big deal. And I just, the feeling of being able to walk my dog without a mask is very liberating.
True. That was one of the biggest bummers. Like, if I had to get any kind of fresh air and exercise, I just do like figure eights all through Hell's Kitchen, and the sidewalks are obviously very tiny, and so you just have to have this thing on, just so I can breathe in your own breath and just sweaty beard coming when you get back. I think it's gross, but that would be a lot nicer. Hopping around here.
It's not bad.
I do have to say,
the outdoor dining.
Oh, outdoor dining? Is that still going on, or is it
still going on? They haven't gotten rid of that, so it's nice.
I mean, it's more tables for them to make more money, I guess.
Yeah.
I do have to say I went to a movie theater for the first time in like 15 months.
Oh, wow. I still haven't done that.
And it was lovely. Just, I ate a large bucket of popcorn by myself, and I not regret it. But it was good. Like, I wear masks first too, but like, you were able to be very easily social distance in the movie theater, so I felt really comfortable not wearing it. It seemed more like 80% of people in the movie theater weren't wearing them, so.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's going to be a case basis.
What movie?
Quiet Place 2.
I just wouldn't see one yet.
Me neither.
I enjoyed one.
You're a big Krasinski head, though.
Yeah, yes. Oh, yeah. Gym Girl for life. Are you kidding me? But no, the second one, it's good. It's kind of a lot of the same beats as the first one, you know? Like, it's just kind of like with...
Just, you got to be quiet.
Got to be quiet.
Still...
Not a great movie to eat a whole bucket of popcorn in and just do my own ASMR for the entire audience. You know,
I hope you weren't the only one eating popcorn.
I was. I'm glad I didn't go with the nachos. I feel like that would have been a little abrasive, but the popcorn about it. So. Yeah, I couldn't do the usual, who's this guy? You know, Have you guys you watched anything? Any shows? Anything good?
There's always good stuff.
What are you seeing?
But then, what's good now?
That show Hacks.
Yeah, that Hacks
HBO
is
Max.
Good. Enjoying that. It's like Mrs. Maisel, but like if it was good. It's
yeah,
like
with characters that are
likable.
Mm-hmm. Oh, every character on that show is enjoyable.
Yeah.
I think it. You watch Invincible on Prime?
What is that?
No.
It's the hard R superhero cartoon with the dude from Robert Kirkman created it.
No. Walking Dead guy.
But it's got like a shit ton of A-listers like are the voices.
I haven't even heard of it.
Good.
My word.
Z-Way on Showtime is also fantastic.
Oh,
that makes me so uncomfortable.
That's the point. It's so great. She is like incredibly skilled at making her guests extremely uncomfortable. It's awesome.
Yeah, I got to start watching like the episodes. I've only seen like the pull.
It's all great.
YouTube, you know, so it's the Julio Torres, Phoebe Bridgers ones were outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
I watched that Saw sequel.
Oh, how
Chris
that?
Rock?
Spiral, yeah. I just can't take Chris Rock seriously in dramatic roles. Like, I think he's a really good actor.
Yeah.
He's a great comedian. I just can't, like, in that Fargo season, I just
yeah, it was. I appreciated the effort.
Yeah. I mean, I also bless him, you know, if he's making that money, you know,
yeah.
I don't begrudge him at all, but I just can't enjoy him in a gritty role. Like, he's not a gangster. He's not a fucking gritty cop to me. He's like a funny guy. Like, I want to laugh every time
yeah,
he says something.
100% agreed.
I mean, it's not like he's bad in it. He's not bad in it. Like, he's perfectly, you know, he has the chops to act in it. It's just, can't take it seriously.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I want to. I can't.
How was the father-son relationship with Sam Jackson?
I don't know. It's yeah, to me, they're the same age. I don't know. Like, I know they're not, but,
right.
Like, Sam Jackson doesn't age.
No, not at all.
I just kind of see them as the
is
same
it that
age.
Much of an age difference between them?
Oh, yeah.
Probably 15, 20. Yeah. Yeah, Sam Jackson's almost 70, I think.
No, I think he might in his 70s. I think he's in
yeah.
his
70s. Oh, really? Yeah, maybe possible.
He's all there at MLK's funeral.
What?
Sam, look it up. Sam Jackson has carried the casket at MLK's funeral.
Oh, I didn't know that, but he's 72.
Yeah.
He's been around forever, you know. He was already like, he was in Do the Right Thing, and he was already like a somewhat older guy, you know.
Yeah. Oh, when he was the restaurant Coming to America, that was his first role. And yeah, he was an older guy.
Yeah, that's 86, right? 88.
I remember he was even in fucking Goodfellas. I'm like, is Sam Jackson in fucking everything?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
It'd be funny if he's like just a super being and he's just editing himself into all these old movies. And we just
I don't believe
remember.
It.
Like the Mandela effect or something.
Speaking of which, I Googled him and it lists him as an American Gabonese actor.
Oh,
what?
I did not know he was part Gabonese.
Yeah.
Me neither.
Yeah. That.
Learn something new every day. It's about
wild, weird, wild stuff.
Well, before, like, since you got like 25 minutes left, I did want to. What's up with this guy jerking off the teams? I saw that story, and I heard it.
It's opening great team. Transition. I was trying to bring it up.
Jesus, you know me when it comes. I don't need to finish that joke. Go ahead.
So a few weeks ago, it came out that or video leaked of David Ellefson, now former Megadeth bassist, whacking it. And somebody claimed that the person he was camming with was underage. And then Ellefson apparently got a statement from that person to say that they were always of age. And that they recorded Ellefson jerking it without his permission and sent it to a friend, and then the friend is the one who leaked it. And go ahead, Sean.
So then what's the – does that all seem fine? Then what's the new news to now, like
– Okay. So since then, of course, Ellefson was dismissed from Megadeth. He was fired. And – Mustaine totally threw him under the bus saying like how like this was the final straw, like something implying that like there were other reasons that he wanted to fire him.
He threw him under a school bus because Ellefson might have liked that.
No comment.
Someone on our Discord, I want to give them credit, but I can't remember who it was. Or maybe they linked to a tweet, but it just said like Dave Mustaine really wants to be a Metallica so bad that he threw his own bassist under the bus.
Oh, wow. Sorry, Rob.
So, anyway, Ellefson was keeping pretty quiet. He deleted his socials because also he was just probably getting tagged in so much stuff and likely didn't want to see people sharing
a video of him jerking it with him.
They were tagging him in this jerk.
Probably, I imagine.
Right?
Imagine constantly getting an alert, like, oh, God, another one.
He's whacking it again.
So,
Dave, when I said I want to play the Whackin' Open Air Festival, that's not what I meant.
It's pronounced Vakin.
I pronounce it any way I want. Haven't you heard of Tout Le Monde? Cunning linguist.
So, revenge porn is, of course, illegal here in the United States of America. Mm-hmm. And revenge porn is defined as sharing a video of someone in a pornographic sense without their knowledge or consent, which applies here. He did not consent to this video of himself jerking it. And since he claims the woman he was jerking with is 19, there was nothing illegal going on. She's consented to it. Like, she knew what was going on.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Just a little, ask as many questions, the minutia of the law. Is it knowledge or consent, or knowledge and consent? Do you only need one of the two? And it's okay?
Trying to do something?
So, like, if you tell someone you're going to post porn of them, and they know you're going to do it, but they don't agree to it, is that okay?
No, I don't believe so.
What if they agree to it, but then you don't tell them exactly when you're going to post it?
I think that's okay.
That's okay. Just in case any of our listeners are debating, I just want them to know what is allowed and what isn't.
Glad we had that sidebar.
All those videos of me that you got, Jay, and you can put those up in 10 years.
Okay. I would have put them up in 9 and then you can sue me.
Right. After a decade. After a decade, that's surprising.
So, actually, Ellefson did go through on filing these revenge porn charges.
Wow.
Which...
On the friend?
Yes.
Okay.
So here's the thing, though. If you file a police report, you have to go into vivid detail about what you're filing a police report on. And it's public record.
Mm-hmm.
So Rolling Stone obtained a copy of the police report.
Okay.
And so he filed this with the Scottsdale, Arizona Police Department. And so according to the department, Ellefson was sexting with a Dutch teenager who recorded Ellefson without his consent. The report confirms the teenager was 19 years old at the time of their conversations and was not underage during their sexual encounters. Ellefson told police he met the girl in 2019 when he was signing autographs, and they've remained friends on social media. Ellefson and the girl met again in 2020 in the Netherlands at a hotel lobby to have coffee and a soda, which the report adds there was no physical contact and they just had a conversation. So, I don't know. This just, like, nothing illegal here so far. This seems a little weird. I mean, I guess probably most band dudes do this, but
yeah,
you're like 40 feet. Yeah. The report later states that the relationship turned sexual in July or August of 2020. He stated they had about 4 to 5 masturbating encounters. I don't understand. So, like, there's 4.3 masturbating encounters? Like, what, like... Shouldn't you know definitively?
No. You know you don't definitively how many times you jerked off?
Maybe one time was over the pants and he didn't know if it should count or not.
Oh, I thought this was they were like on cam with each other. Just, you know,
yeah. Yeah. But maybe one time he didn't actually take his dick out. He was just rubbing his crotch on his pants. So it's like, does that count?
Over the pants counts as 0.7 times.
Okay. That makes sense.
Dry burn.
The last online sexual encounter was around February 2021, so this is very recently. How old is she? Well, I guess she should be 20 or whatever. I guess if she was 19 when the...
Oh.
So here, okay. Were they 19 when they met, or were they 19 when the sexual stuff happened? Like, would that make it, if she was 17 when they met,
I feel that makes it weirder. That's almost like a grooming thing. Ted Nugent territory, you know?
I guess that's not quite clear. Like, when she turned 18, did she turn 18, 19 before the the Jackanet videos, or was she 19 when they met for coffee?
Right.
Like, I guess it's still a little weird if they met for coffee and she's 17. I don't know.
I would, yes, I would then agree. But if they just met when she was 19 and she had been, and he's a rock star, what, that's what...
I mean, it's still weird. It's just not illegal.
That's what I was about to say. We should watch our terminology because this is all weird. But,
yeah.
But it's not... I don't know if it's ethical or not, but it's certainly not illegal to date a 19-year-old.
Yes, I think morally it's not right, but yes, it's not illegal. But I think it's also weird when you see people go viral, like they post up on like TikTok or YouTube or something where they're on like, what's that exclusive dating site for like rich people and celebrities?
Rob?
Raya?
Raya.
The answers to that.
They'll post up like a 19-year-old girl is talking with fucking Chandler Bing, or some other woman is like a young woman and that posts up an actual video DM that she got from like Affleck. Like, I feel like that's not appropriate. So like kind of like just put out like other people messaging stuff out on like social platforms and whatnot.
Which part is inappropriate? Ben Affleck messaging the 19-year-old girl, or the 19-year-old girl then posting a video of him messaging her?
Because that one, she implied she didn't believe it was him, and then he sent a video DM saying it's me, and then she heard the
saddest cameo ever.
Yeah,
and I'm like, well, that's fine. So
the one time that I matched with what I thought was Ben Affleck, but then I thought it was not somebody, not him, but it turned out to be me. So she actively matched with him thinking it's Ben Affleck, but then why put the DM video out in public?
Yeah, I don't think he did anything weird by confirming it was him. Like, what?
No, I'm not saying that's weird. I'm just saying, like, it's kind of rude. Like,
yeah, I agree.
Two adults are, like, messaging each other, and then you put out them on blast as some gotcha kind of thing.
Thank you for sticking up for the celebrity show.
Well, he works for, you know, big media.
Yes.
They protect their own.
If you forgot, I was part of that Imagine video that Gal Gadot did.
Oh, were you? You were in there at the end. I must have turned it off before your part.
Well, I was the one that filled it off. I was the AP on that one.
Okay, so just to like put a pin in it. Last sexual encounter was February 2021. Ellefson's partner, the sexual, you know, this girl, admitted to Ellefson that she had recorded 2 to 3 videos of him masturbating without his consent or knowledge. And once the masturbation video was leaked, Ellefson was advised that band lawyers would look into things. He was advised by management not to do anything and sit tight because it would all blow over, the report says.
Poor choice of words.
Yes.
So wait, was this before they kicked him out? And then he
I guess so.
Sued and that's why they kicked him out?
No.
Or?
He was booted and now is trying to sue.
Yeah. Management advised him they would have their lawyer team investigate it. The teenager said she shared the videos of Ellefson with friends, but wasn't sure how it got leaked out to others. She was remorseful and agreed to send out a social media statement on her Instagram account that she had been a willing, consenting adult during their mutual virtual sexual encounter. Mutual virtual sexual encounter is actually Ellefson's side project that he's working on with some of the dudes from Anthrax.
Oh, I thought that was a new Spielberg joint coming out.
MVSE, it's a little close to MD45. I'm just saying.
They're protective of that.
So I don't know, like,
it's
like,
my true heart. It's my project. It's my baby. Fuck Megadeth.
So Ellefson is filing this charge. I'm assuming he's not suing this fucking poor Dutch girl. Nope. He's trying to sue the person who leaked the video. But like, this person who leaked the video, there's some fucking schlock. Like, what is he going to do? Get them thrown in jail? You know, like, what I'm getting at here is this seems like a really bad move for Dave Ellefson.
It is.
Because it embarrasses him. It further stains his reputation by going into explicit detail on what happened, and it just keeps it in the news for another news cycle. And it's like, what is he really going to win? Like, how is he? Like, what does he have to gain from pursuing this?
Think about it. If this guy that leaked the video goes to jail, that's one less friend that this girl has, and maybe she turns back to Dave Ellefson sooner. He's playing the long game. Another 40 years till she's his age, so he's got plenty of time to work.
I don't think that's how they're always going to be 40 years apart. She's not going to catch up to him.
Yeah, but when you're like 90 and 50, who cares?
But okay, if even if this friend gets fine, which maybe might be the result, but not taking the videos off on the internet, they're there. They're there. They're getting shared around. They're getting laughed.
Yeah, they're going to be there forever.
Right. Yeah. So there's not really like something that he could get to be like, yeah.
Do you think it's from like a moral perspective where he's like, I need to do this just to teach people a lesson so that other celebrities won't have this done to them?
Yeah, probably. I mean, what other reason could there be? That's got to be, kid is like, got really rich parents. And somehow Dave knows that.
Right.
Let me see what the revenge porn laws in Arizona are. Like, what's the maximum?
Well, is it, would he be sued in Arizona or would he be sued where he lives in Denmark
that's,
or whatever?
That's where the charges were filed, so it would be.
So does this person have to actually show up to be sued or can he, like, how do, can they enforce that if the person doesn't even live on the continent?
I don't think the internet has borders, right? How that works?
I don't know.
Well, the jurisdiction is where the server is, right? Like wherever, like your side of it, right? Whatever you uploaded the thing to.
I'm not sure. But so just since this is filed in Arizona, just I'm going by the Arizona law. So they have different tiers. So so there's a punishment for unlawful disclosure of explicit images. It's a class 5 felony, faces between 9 months and 2 years in prison and a fine of more than $150,000. And so that's the maximum. Then there's punishment for surreptitious recording. That's recording without a person's consent, which would also,
that would then be suing a different person.
I guess, he would have to sue her for that. So that wouldn't count, but it's also a class five felony, 9 months, 1.5 years in prison, $150,000 fine. Punishment for voyeurism, viewing someone in a private setting, like, so that's just recording someone without their knowledge. Class five felony, 9 months to 1.5 years in prison, $150,000. And then there would be copyright protection laws.
Copyright?
Well, like, if I guess it would be a victim of non-consensual pornography may use copyright laws to demand the removal of the images from whatever site or publication is displayed. Oh, I see. That's just to take down. But as soon as you take it down off Twitter, like 10 other bot accounts are going to post, you know, like it's out there forever.
Is he famous enough that people would go to that much trouble? Like Aaron Andrews, I can understand. Dave Ellison.
And also, people would want to see Aaron Andrews naked. I can't imagine anyone wants to see
him. I'm still stunned that a 19-year-old woman would, in any context. That's mind-blowing to me.
She a metalhead, at least, maybe?
They met at an autograph sign.
I know it's not an excuse. I know it's not an excuse. I'm trying to think, like, what could be going on there? Like,
yeah,
I don't know. He's like a pastor. He's not even like a cool guy. He's not even like a cool guy.
Yeah.
What's that old phrase? It's like, you see one bassist song and you want to see them all?
I guess, yeah, she was a collector.
Right. Yeah.
So she has his dick now?
Well, on a hard drive, at least.
Who are those women in the 60s that take plaster casts?
Plaster caster sisters, yeah.
Plaster casters is like a Jimi Hendrix's dong and shit.
And Kiss wrote a song about it.
Hmm.
What was the song?
Plaster Caster.
Called Baruch Atah Adonai. One of my favorite Kiss songs. Reminds me of my youth in Haifa.
I can't wait to see their fucking biopic that they're in.
It's coming out soon. It's filmed 90% in the Negev Desert.
They're all being played by the sisters from that band, Haim.
I was going to say, at least they're not going to be acting it, I hope. Imagine if they cast themselves.
It's going to be like a Stan Lee situation. They'll find a way to get a cameo in there.
it's like you need to have the subject, to, you know, divorced from the project to get the real story out.
Yeah.
The team's going to make it look like this God King Emperor.
Of course. Yeah, it's not going to be the real story. It's going to be a fairy tale.
Yeah. Yes.
Lots of product placement.
Believe me, Robert, when I was filming The Kiss Phantom, I plotted on my keister too many times to want to film another film. I will not be in this one.
That guy's a Trumper dude, right?
Yes. Very Trump.
I'm not sure.
Trump
I'm not sure he is.
At the beginning, at the very least, he said give him a chance. I don't know that
yeah.
there's anything more than that.
Yeah, I think he's defended some things, but I don't think he said that he's a Trump guy.
Trump
so criticized him, too.
He gives me nachas and spilkies in my Genekta Gazoink.
I do remember during Trump's presidency, there was one story where, like, it was like the same day that maybe Kanye West was there, that Gene Simmons was at the White House, and he gave a speech at a podium that wasn't used for the entire Trump presidency because Trump didn't elect that department head. So that person didn't have any press conferences there. So he just walked up to some podium and started hanging out there. Gene Simmons was at the Pentagon. He gave a press briefing at the Pentagon.
Why? Why was Peel out in there?
So this happened in May of 2019. It's, of course, the headquarters for the U.S. Department of Defense. It hasn't been used for official business in a year. The last time that room was used for official business was a year before Gene Simmons was there. And the apparently literal dust had to be brushed off the lectern because of how long it's been. And Simmons was there to, quote, thank the troops. He also talked about the values his mother instilled in him as she survived concentration camps and came to America. Simmons choked back tears as he told the room how his mother was 14 when she was put in a Nazi concentration camp, survived, gave birth to him in Israel, and came to America. He was there to help promote military service and thank service members assembled.
Rob, be fair. The reason he was choking back tears is because they told him he couldn't put a KissMerch.com banner up behind him on the wall.
For my time on the Kiss Phantom film, I just like to be around rooms full of unused bombs.
That 12-part Ken Burns documentary about this candidacy or this presidency is going to be fucking lit.
Oh my god.
Seven of those episodes are about Gene Simmons giving a speech in the Pentagon.
Imagine if Ken Burns was like a huge Kiss fan and just did like a 12-part series about it. Or whatever.
Yeah, like one minute of one episode mentions Trump, and then just sold it as a Trump documentary.
What's his Rolling Stones joint?
It's the band, too.
Yeah.
So before we go, I wanted to talk about our Spotify playlist. Every week, we each pick a song. We add it to our playlist. We call it the Metal Injection Livecast Music Break. Search for it on Spotify or hit up any of our episode pages. We have a embed on all of our archived episodes with the songs we picked that episode. And this week I went for something a little different. Typically I try to pick something heavy, something a little metal. I went for a little jazz from John Dankworth. And
you just
orchestra.
Pick this because he's got the word dank in his name? That's what my guess was.
No. Added bonus, but I've actually been listening to a lot of Gorillaz this last week. It came back on my radar, and that first album is really, really good. And there was one song, Rock the House, that has a very familiar sample at the beginning of it, and I couldn't figure out what the sample was. And I learned this week there is a website called Who Sampled. It's like the Wikipedia of samples. Fucking brilliant, because they will not only tell you all the song sample, they will point to the moment in the sample song where the sample was taken from. And so that sample was from this guy, John Dankworth, and his orchestra. And this album is really, really good. And I just kept listening to it. And then
the song that I picked is not the song sampled in Rock the House, but it is instead another banger called East St. Louis Boogaloo. But if you want to hear the song that's sampled, it's Modesty Blaze or Blase, Modesty Blase. Who knows? So that's my pick.
In my mind, I'm just imagining that it was a sample of like a White Tower band. And then you had to pivot to something else. Like, wow, Gorilla sampled Rahoa. I had no idea. I can't put that on the playlist, though.
No.
Goddamn cancel culture.
Yeah. Johnny Dankwood is actually the stage name of David Allan Coe.
So, Darren, what did you pick?
I picked a song by Beatallica. I don't know if we've ever discussed them on the show, but they're a Metallica cover band that does Metallica songs in the style of the Beatles. Well, they kind of really just do mashups of Beatles and Metallica songs, like either Beatles music with Metallica lyrics or vice versa.
And I want to add that Lars is a big fan of them because apparently in the earlier days of YouTube, they kept getting copyright strikes from Metallica. And then Lars personally intervened and like granted them whatever licensing they needed.
That's a big statement. It's the Mr. Lawsuit happy motherfucker.
Well, that's not true. They like to protect their assets, but they like there was that cover band that they, you know, their legal team aggressively went to sue, and then they, gave them a $1 licensing contract or something like that. But they do go out, like I saw they went after a lipstick company. They go after like companies that try to use the phrase Metallica. So like a lipstick company tried to do like a chrome lipstick and call it Metallica. And they sued them. So like,
that with one L, would they be allowed to do that?
I don't think so.
No.
That's weird to me because like, there's no marketplace confusion between a lipstick and what Metallica does.
Unless it's the Metallica logo or something.
You think they're endorsing it? You're saying?
Yeah. Well, they won it. Like the lipstick company ended up changing it. I remember. That's just one example.
They called it Motley Crue instead. It feels like cool. Can I get a free sample?
Right.
Vince Neil is just like, sorry, I can't talk. I'm a little gassed out.
Yeah.
All right, we'll call shot. Tommy.
My voice is shot. My voice is shot.
Yeah, so anyway, the song I picked is called The Thing That Should Not Let It Be.
Nice. And Sid, what did you pick?
It's simply, I picked my favorite Queens of the Stone Age song, which is If Only. Just like that song a lot, so I picked.
Stop yawning. And Sean,
wow, sorry to bore you.
I like Queens of the Stone Age. One of the last concerts I've seen.
He's Sean Bored.
I threw in a Two for Tuesday as well on this rock railroad trip that we were in. But
it's a Sean Rock Block.
That's good because those songs are 8 seconds long anyway.
Pretty much. So one of them is from a band called Dope Body. They broke up, I think, recently a little bit, and they would fit in perfectly on like an AMREP record label. It's like just some songs are like noisy, disjointed stuff. Sometimes they're just straightforward rock bangers, and then like some get like really heavy, and some are kind of like dance on this garage pop. Like they just throw in the whole kitchen sink. And the song I put in there is like a slow burn that gets into this very cool, relaxed chaos, and I think everyone would dig it. It's called Repo Man. And the other one is just a real smack in the face, kind of heavy, chaotic band that's called Bungler. And the song is called Drowning in Oil. And I like it because the chorus is a guy screaming, kill the head, stop the body, over and over. And I always remember it anytime I watch like a zombie movie, and it comes up, and I just did that last night, and with that song was fresh in my head.
All right. So that's our Spotify playlist. Check it out. And one last thing before we go, I do want to mention our top livecast fans of the week. Every week, we like to give a shout-out to our top livecast fans. Oh, how could you be a top livecast fan, you ask, Rob? Well, if you hit up our Patreon and double that to the $10 tier, not only do you get all the bonus episodes, you get the video versions of our weekly episodes, you get Sid's column about TV shows and stuff. You also get a little shout-ski at the end of the show-ski, which is right now-ski. How should we do it? Sean, do you want to do the shout outs?
He doesn't have the list.
No. I want you to do it.
And he doesn't profit from our Patreon. Why would he do the work for us?
Okay.
And I'm the number one fan.
Do it as what you think John Corth sound like.
I don't, I didn't have anything to read. What are you talking about?
No, I'm playing Rob.
Oh, okay.
But John,
jeez.
John Dankworth is just a windpipe musician. What are those called? Wind instruments. What are they called?
Yes, he plays his larynx.
Like a flute?
A bagpipe, you mean?
No, what are they? Like a trombone, saxophone? What are those?
Wind instruments?
Wind instruments. They're not pipe. That's just a wind.
Rob, your instrument. He's Gabonese.
Wind instrument is the phrase I was thinking of.
The person that plays oboe. Then oboe. What is that phrase?
The oboe.
Oboe.
Thank you. I got that one right.
All right. Sorry, Rob. Talk about your wind blowing.
It's okay. Here's what we got. We got our good buddy Eric, who I'm sure probably does not like deep dish pizza like Sean does. Then we have Rob Ganoush, a.k.a. Justin, who is probably friends with one of those Trump supporters that Sean ran into. And then we got Benjamin, who also enjoys cooking hot dogs on the grill. And then we have El Deuterino, who does not have a Wu-Tang flag hanging. Wu-Tang flag hanging in his room.
Or a flang.
That Wu-Tang flag is nothing to fuck with.
Yeah. Oh, man, give that
we got Dan R. The R stands for ravishing. Then we have Mindy Mayer's kippa. That's something you put over your head, Sean. To cover that bald.
Yarmulke.
Yeah, kippa is like a nickname for a yarmulke.
Oh.
Croc Destroyer. I have nothing.
Wow.
I am speechless. Sam, I am. Oh, you got me this week, Sam. You got me a little misdirection. Then we have Jander, who prefers a ranch Dorito bag than the traditional Dorito bag.
Cool Ranch. Oh, yeah. You mean?
I realize it's no longer Cooler Ranch. It's back to the.
It was too cool.
Yeah, they had to go back.
Yeah.
They were putting too much cool in it. The cancel culture came for them.
Oh, now the cool.
Too cool. I guess right. I guess with the newish design, they pulled it back. Sad. Sad, really.
Sad.
Then we got Shasur Sassoussis, and the Crustacean Sensation, a.k.a. God Stomper.
Hmm.
Crustacean Sensation. Still a little bitter about that. We have Dallas, who is a wonderful person, I think, I would say. Rob Vampiro.
How many motherfuckers?
Then we got
a few more. Five more.
Hugo likes tacos, and maybe I'll have some tacos for dinner. Lando Danks, to go check out that musician in my Spotify playlist. You guys might be related. Lando Danks and John Dankworth.
Lando Danks is a really good name.
LaCroix, Scooby Doo, 182. That's all. And finally, Douglas, how are you? Levison, bless your hearts. Thank you for being top livecast fans. Thank you to all of our livecast fans. Thank you for listening. Thank you for letting us into your ears for the last 90 minutes or so.
We love you.
Do you have any parting words, Sean?
I just did.
I love slow loads.
I will fuck your butts.
Sean, I also want to thank you for the real sick burn you did on us that we have too many Patreon subscribers giving us.
Yes, sorry, Sean.
Wow, I feel like a real loser now.
What is this? Fucking all these customers and clients and audience members.
I thought you guys were punking me. Like, hey, we're just...
Keep going for 4 hours.
She caught us. We just made up all those names. There's no Patreon.
Yeah, we just brought you on so that we could spend the whole time just reading fake names while you wait.
Oh, yeah, this isn't airing anywhere.
Right.
Yeah, this is just to waste your time.
Rob, do you remember to record it so he would hear that this is being recorded thing in the beginning?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I
do it on Thursday, the whole ruse.
No, we don't do it on Thursday either.
Yeah,
it's over.
There's actually never been a podcast. It was all just a waste of time.
Right, even when you were there live, this is all a long con on you.
It's just a big elaborate escape room my entire life. Oh, man. The big saw trap. That's right.
And there's no Chris Rock to save you.
No, I guess the last thing I say is thank you for inviting me back on here. I always love this. I always love seeing you guys. And hopefully, come back in August and stuff and see you all in person.
So, okay.
Yeah, definitely. All right, folks. We hope to see you in person one day. We love you. Bye-bye.
We love you, baby. Mm.
Let me relax inside your pussy.
That was the worst one.
The recording has stopped.
Sorry if I was a little distracted there at the end. Apparently, there's been multiple manhole explosions right outside my window.
What?
Really? Are you guessing?
Like fire.
Or you
no. Amy's, like, giving me the play-by-play now of what was going on. Like, the entire apartment shook twice. And I was like,
oh, wow. I missed
I thought maybe somebody upstairs fell really hard, but no, it's manhole explosions and fires.
Oh, is the poop is on fire?
Huh?
The poop is on fire?
I don't know. Or it's electrical. I don't know. But either way, they popped and there's flames.
Oh.
The apartment smells like
smoke. Okay. So for stuff to pull out.
Hey. The Labonte stuff, I guess.
Yeah. I think there was a joke we made right as we clicked the video. Maybe
what
like
about
how
his
to pronounce
his name. Undertaker resemblance.
Yeah. That was a very
Yeah, if there's something else there, like what else? What other metal stuff did we talk about? Yeah, was there any Ellison thing that we could pull out?
He sure did.
I don't know.
But what are we don't want to get you in hot water with
it. Yeah, I think that's fine.
Yeah,
like,
maybe
someone's
catching up with Sean, something from there.
Yeah. Beginning.
Okay. Maybe something from the Foo Fighters thing, but not talking about how I'm not going to ask for a ticket.
That's the whole thing?
Huh? Was
that the whole thing?
No, I think we were talking about the vaccine, like if shows should force you to have a vaccine or something like that. I guess there might have not been a joke. Maybe the joke, yeah, I don't. Do we make a joke like Phil Labonte wanted to open that or no?
I don't think so.
I think that might have just been in the chat. Okay, yeah, I don't know. I'm like out of fuel right now. I'm low. My battery's low.
Yeah.
All right. Bye. Thanks, Sean. I love you.
Yeah.
Love you. Love you guys. Oh yeah. Submit a private link when you go.
Yeah.